You're listening to the Andrew Dickens Afternoons podcast from Newstalk ZB.
What the hell is happening?
I can tell you, still no government. That's what's happening. It's not a biggie for me. Never has been. Remember, they only started talking after the specials were counted. So it's only really been a fortnight. But then again, you have to ask the question, why did they only start talking after the specials were counted? Well, they thought it was a biggie, but for me, it's not a biggie. Meanwhile, people are getting stuck into Winston for being difficult, but I don't think they're using their knowledge or their history of Mr. Peters. And they're not thinking about the politics, because Winston doesn't have to be in government at all. He can still be in opposition, whatever. He can say no easily, and then he can bring the government down whenever he wants. He is the tail, and Nashel is the dog. But it's weird with MMP. The dog actually needs Winston's tail far more than Winston needs the dog. He doesn't care. So it's got to be a deal that suits Winston. And people go, but that's not right because Nashel has more votes. They need Winston's votes more. And yeah, it's not right, but it is. And you've only had a quarter of a century to figure it out. And when it comes to all the difficulties of negotiation and people go, oh, that Winston, he's hard. Oh, he's difficult, isn't he? Many forget what Winston has stood for. He is an old-fashioned anti-globalist who hates the World Economic Forum. He's hated immigration since the day he was born. He hates the stress it puts on our infrastructure. They seem to have forgotten that it was one of Winston's ideas to slap a foreign buyer's ban in our property market. He was part of the team that did it in 2017. But remember, letting foreign buyers back is at the centre of National's tax plan. So they're asking New Zealand First and Winston Peters to do an absolute U-turn in terms of policy and principles. And frankly, that's a big ask. If you were asked to support something that was completely opposite to what you have actually supported for the last 10 years, what are you going to be? You're going to be difficult. You're going to be cantankerous. It was always going to be like this. This was evident weeks before the election. Anyway, Christopher Luxon has since hinted that the foreign buyers ban may stay. Now, that's a big U-turn for National voters as well. So, you know, this isn't easy, and if they've only been going for a fortnight and they may do it this week, well, then that's actually quite a good thing. If there is something to criticise National for, and we've said this since the election, it's for dropping their two ticks blue campaign and letting Winston in. There wasn't that much. Well, no, there is much in common. But the differences, like the foreign ban, are huge stones in the path of forming a coalition that agrees with each other. Meanwhile, while the cat's away, Wayne Brown comes out to play, and National's policy of dropping the Auckland fuel tax is leading the mayor to ways to raise money to build roads. And all of a sudden, congestion charging, well, that's what they call it, let's call it congestion tax, all of a sudden that's on the fast track. Why is that? Well, it's proof that there is no such thing as a free tax cut. National wants to drop the tax to give Aucklanders more money in their back pocket. But as Wayne Brown points out, that comes at the expense of money they would use to fix your roads. So what do you want more? It's still going to cost you. What do you want more? Do you want roads or do you want tax cuts? Or do you want tax cuts or congestion taxes? Well, look, I'll leave it up to you.
For more from Andrew Dickens Afternoons, listen live to Newstalk ZB or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.